The Tour de France is going on right now, and so far it's been a dangerous race with lots of crashes and falls. One top rider is out with two fractured vertebrae. But here's another cycling story out of France. Paris is now allowing cyclists to treat stop signs and red lights as if they were yield signs. I know what you're thinking. Don't cyclists everywhere do this already? Well, maybe, but it's not actually allowed by law in most places. The World's Bradley Campbell was just in Paris cycling around, and he says this new policy in the French capital sounds really familiar to him.
This may be the very first time that Paris is following in the footsteps of Idaho. They've had this policy since 1982, and the term, in fact, for treating stop signs like yield signs for bikes, it's known in planning circles as an Idaho stop.
Well, how has it worked out in Idaho?
Well, since it was implemented some 30 years ago, Idaho hasn't seen any real increase in bike accidents, bike injuries, or bike fatalities. Now, of course, Boise isn't Paris, but France ran a series of, I guess you could call them Idaho stop test runs, in smaller cities like Bordeaux. And just like in Idaho, bike accidents remained about the same. What did change, though, was the number of collisions between bikes and cars. That went down.
That's incredible. So it is more safe, then?
Well, it's shown, again, not to necessarily be more safe, but to not be any more dangerous. The real big goal is that it's trying to make cycling in Paris more appealing. Paris city planners want more people on the bikes. They even want to triple the number of cyclists in the city by 2020. That's just 5 years away. It's certainly ambitious. But you know, Carol, it needs to be done. Something needs to be done to cut down on the air pollution. Smog is a huge problem in the city. When I was walking around on the streets, I could just like feel myself breathing in chemicals. And I think the city of Paris is well aware of what cars and congestion is doing to its streets.
That's amazing, because I would have never thought of this as something that had to do with getting more people on cycles. On bicycles, I thought it was about cyclists' rights and we wanted to have go faster. So
no,
it's the whole city thing about actually getting more people on bicycles.
It is. And it's just trying to make it more appealing so that you can get through the city faster from point A to point B.
So where's this thing going to stop? Are they just going to start removing all the stoplights altogether?
They could. I was in Amsterdam before I went to Paris, and Amsterdam removed all the stoplights at one busy intersection. And they just implemented one rule. If you're going north-south, you have the right-of-way. If you're going east-west, you have to yield. And the crazy part is, at this one busy, busy intersection, it worked.
Wow. So I guess in a place like Amsterdam, everybody's on the same page. It can work. Big question, would it work in other cities that aren't as used to all this cooperation?
It's uncertain if it will or not, but
hard to imagine it in Boston.
It's hard to imagine anyone yielding in Boston.
Now, you mentioned Amsterdam, that you were there, and that's just, you know, just a huge city for bicycles. And you went there to report on problems that actually come with having too many bikes. What did you find out?
Well, we first should put problems kind of in quotation marks. You know, any city would love to have too many bikes. But in Amsterdam, there are too many bikes, and people kind of treat them like paper cups. Only instead of throwing them into the garbage can, they huck them into the numerous canals in the city. And that's why there are a team of bike fishermen.
Bike fishermen. Ooh. So did you go with them and catch anything?
Oh, yeah.
What do we got?
Another bike.
Ooh, it's a folding bike. Does that count?
Yeah.
These guys pull up 15,000 bikes from the canals each year.
15,000?
Yes, 15,000. Now, I'll explain all about it in the bike fishing story that's going to air tomorrow on our show.
The World's Bradley Campbell. I look forward to hearing about that. And thanks for telling us about the Idaho stop coming to Paris.
Hey, you bet, Carol.
And that's all from us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Carol Hills. We're back tomorrow.